definitely spark. We're in Chavtas and Beis and Dainus. And we're up to the second wide line. Okay? So this is a little transition to a new face of this whole sugya. So we talked about the issur of wearing freshes on their clothes or washing clothes. So we were talking about during the week of Tisha B'Av, right? So where it says, I'm a Rav. Okay? Lo Shanu. Hello, Lefana. We only learned this before Tisha B'Av, but after Tisha B'Av is Mutter, Rashi. Hello, Shanu, Sha'asar, Lelov, Sha'o. It's only Asar. We only learned this Asar. Where are these clothing? Mishra Shechal Tisha B'Av, Yos B'Socha, in the week of Tisha B'Av. Ella B'Yam, Shalfnei Tisha B'Av, in the days before Tisha B'Av, leading up to Tisha B'Av. Shem Chal B'Yam, Revi. For instance, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Thursday, on Wednesday, Asar, Lelov, Sha'o, Rishon, Shein, Shishi, and I'll let her wear them on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Right? Avala Acharav, Chamishi, Vishishi, Vishri. Right, or maybe take out Shri Mutter. Right? Mutter. Not sure why to take that out, but. Okay, it's Mutter. Set an Aleph, give me a second. Just a few Alephs here, right? Okay, whatever, right? But so saying is, it's only Mutter Aser beforehand, not after. Ushmol Amar Afilu La'achar of Nami Aser. Okay? Even afterwards, so Rav is saying it's only the week before, right? The week of, but before. But Shmuel says, no, it's even after. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, Meisavei. So this is Machlokas Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel. So we're going to ask from a Braisa. Okay? From Tanaim. Shabbos Echal Tishvav Liyos B'Socha. The Shah of the week after that Tishvav comes out in also the Saper El Chabes. You're not allowed to get a haircut or wash clothing. V'chamishi Mutarim Nekavet Shabbos. But on Thursday it's Mutar because Kavet Shabbos. Ketza. How so? Chal Liyos B'Echad B'Shabbos. If it comes out on Sunday, Mutar L'Chabes. Tishvav comes out on Sunday. Mutar L'Chabes Kala Shabbos Kula. Right? You're allowed to wash all week long. Sheni v'shlishi rabbi v'chamishi, right? Lefan of aser la'achar of mutter, because beforehand it is aser, afterwards is mutter. So since it's on Sunday, so there was no problem, right? Which is openly in line with Rav, right? Mut echalios be'erev Shabbos. If it comes out on Friday, mut echalios v'chamishi v'kavod Shabbos. Then loki beis v'chamishi v'Shabbos. If you didn't wash your clothing on Thursday, again Tisha B'Av's on Friday. You didn't wash on Thursday. Mutil Chavis, Erev Shabbos, and Mincha Ma'ila, you're allowed to wash on Friday, on Tisha B'Av, after Mincha. Right? Mincha B'Shabbos. Layit Allah Abaye, V'isem Rav Yaakov, aha. But, interrupts the Braisa. Middle of the Braisa, the Gemara interrupts that Abaye would curse someone who would do this. Who would basically leave their washing. There's technically, if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, you could wash on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. But someone who didn't wash on Thursday in Kavod Shabbos, who was negligent, and he waited, then he's allowed to do it on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, after Mincha. But it would have cursed someone who would wait like that, so who ended up forcing himself to have to wash his clothing on Tisha B'Av itself. Okay, the Bryce continues. Chalios b'sheni v'chamishi. Okay, so this is a little bit of a digression, but if it comes out on Monday or Thursday, Tisha B'Av that is, Koren Shlosha, you read three aliyahs, in Shachris, right? Uma, or maybe Mincha. Umaftir Echad Bishlishi, and we're in the Maftir in the third Revio. Revi Kore Echad, in the fourth Aliyah is another person. Umaftir Echad. Okay. I'm sorry. Did I get that right? I'm sorry, no, my bad. Bishani Bichamishi, Kore Shlosha, Umaftir Echad. So you have three Elohim and then a Maftir. But if it comes out Bishlishi Revi, if it comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Korei Echad, Amafti Echad, so you only have one Korei, and then Amafti Haftarah. One Aliyah. Strange. If you see Amal Olam Korei Shalosh Amafti Echad, you always basically have three Aliyahs and then one Amafti. Okay, different sugya. We did this last year. Or whenever, earlier in the year. Whenever it is, we did Kirsa Dor. Fine. Tiyuv Tadishmol. So bottom line is, it's open in this Braisa that the whole Isser is only in Shosh Chalba leading up to Tisha B'Av, not afterwards. It's open. Right? I mean, that's the punchline of this whole thing, right? At least as far as we're concerned. So it's a tiyuvta, it's a knockoff of Shmuel, the Shmuel can't argue on a Braisa. And the Braisa is openly saying that it's only in the week leading up to Tishma. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, no, not really. I'm Ralecha Shmuel, Shmuel can answer. Shmuel will tell you, Tanahi. It's really Machalikas Tanahim. So you can't get me by saying is there's a Braisa against me, because there's another Braisa, there are other Tanahim, there's Machalikas Tanahim, and I'm just going like one of the other Tanahim. So you're just picking one, selectively choosing one Braisa, which happens to be like Rav, but if you look, you'll find there's another Braisa, which has a Shita like me. Okay? The Tanya. So here's the Braisa. Tishrav Shechalios B'Shabbos. V'chein Erev Tishrav Shechalios B'Shabbos. So if Tishrav comes out on Shabbos, or Erev Tishrav is on Shabbos, which means Tishrav is on Sunday, like this year. No, this year comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed off. Okay. Ochel v'shosa kol tzarko. You're allowed to eat as much as you want on Shabbos. V'mayla al shulchana, feel kesuda shlomo b'shaita. And you can basically have on your meal, like in Sudan Sekas time, as much as even like a king's meal. King's feast. Shlomo, right? Okay. V'osa l'saper l'chaveis mirosh chodesh v'adatainas. And you're not allowed to get a haircut or to wash your clothing from all the way from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Right? That's Rav Meir. Okay, so they got that. Rav Meir says it's basically the 9 days, we could call it, right? All 9 days, it's also you get a haircut and wash your clothing, right? Okay, that's how we're knowing, right? Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Asar. The whole week is Asar. The whole month is Asar. The entire Chodesh Av. According to Rav Yehuda, the entire Chodesh Av. You can't wash and you can't get a haircut. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ino Asar Osa Shabbos Bavad. No, the whole week. The entire week is Asar. Okay? The entire week. So, who's that like? That last Shita of Yehuda? Who's like that? That's like Shmuel. Because remember, Shmuel was the one who said, it's the whole week before and after. Right? So this is the Braisa that Shmuel's saying is, look, there's a Shita like me. Right? So while Rav, it's true, Rav was supported by the other Braisa that it was only until... Right, it was only until Tisha B'Av, the week until Tisha B'Av, but this price that she deserves Yehuda is like Mishmol argues. Right? I'm sorry, not Yehuda. Rav Shimon Leo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. V'tanya Yidach, and we have another Brysa, says the same thing. V'noli Evel, Me'er Shodesh V'adatainis, the Rav Meir, 9 days. If you don't recall Chodesh Kulo Asar, Rav Shimon Leo, Me'erin also, Osa Shabbos Lavad. Okay, same Brysa says the same thing. Right? Shortened version, doesn't have the whole beginning part, whatever. Right? Okay, so far so good? So basically we got 3 shittos, maybe even 4, right? I guess this Braisa has 3 shittos. Either it's the 9 days, or it's the whole Av, or it's the whole week. Right? The other Braisa, which was like Rav, has the week leading up to it. Right? Okay, but let's just deal with this Braisa, because the Gemara is going to take this Braisa off, okay? So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishlashta Mikra Echadarshan. Okay? All 3 of them of these Tanaim are Doresh the same Pasuk. They learn out their Halacha from the same Pasuk. Dechsev, the Pasuk in Hosea, says, V'ishpati kol masosa, and I will make cease, stop, Shabbos, cease, stop, all of their rejoicings. Chaga, their Chagim. Chadasha, their months. V'shabata, and their weeks. Right? So I'll make all their festivities, their Chagim, their Chadashim, and their Shabbosim. I'm going to make cease. Right, so this is a prediction about what's going to happen. Bad things happen to the Jews.
Is Chaga referring to the...
We'll see. The Gemara is going to be Dorish, each one of them. Okay? So this is talking about... I mean, some of the Jews are going to... let's see here. Okay, yeah, this is the way it starts. The number of children of Israel shall be as sand as the sea, which shall neither be measured nor counted, and it shall come to pass, instead of saying, you are not my people, should be said, the children of the living of God. Okay, 1 second, that's not another point yet. Yes, okay. Yes. says like this here. Strive with your mother, strive, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. And let her remove harlotries from her face and her adulteries from between her breasts. Lest I strip her naked and leave her as on the day she was born, and make her like a desert, and I will make her, set her like an arid land, and cause her to die of thirst. And I will not pity her children, for they are not, they are children of harlotries. For their mother played the harlot, she conceived them here shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, those who give my bread and my water, my wool, my flax, and my only drinks. Therefore, behold, this is the bad nevuah. I'll close off your way with thorns, and I'll make a fence against her, and she shall not find her paths, and she shall pursue her lovers and overtake them, and she shall seek them and not find them, and she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better than now. But she did not know that I gave her the corn, the wine, the oil, and I gave her much silver and gold, but they made it for Baal. Right? They did it to Avodah Zarah. Therefore, I will return and take my corn in its time, my wine in its appointed season, and I will separate my wool and my flax to cover her nakedness. And now I will bear her disgrace before the eyes of her lovers, and no man shall save her from my hand. Now is our pasuk, and I will terminate all her rejoicings, her festivals, her new moons, her Shabbos, all her appointed seasons. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, right? Because of the Avodah Zarah. So basically, it's a bad nevuah that what's going to happen, how Hashem's going to punish us when we, because of our following the Avodah Zarah, right? The Balaam. Okay. So that's the nevuah. So what's it talking about? So now they're saying they're all doors that same pasuk. Okay? That the mourning is going to be such that it's going to undermine our happy times. Alright? Our rejoicing, our festivities, our chagim, chodesh, shabbat, mandam, rish, chodesh, vada, tainis, remeyer, right? Who held that it's the 9 days. Right? Held the 9 days. Mechaga. So he's Doresh where it says Chaga. It says, I'll be Mevatel their Chag. What's the Chag that he's Mevatel? Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Uman Damar Kala Chodesh Kula. The one who says it means the whole month. Nechadasha. It says, I'm going to undermine your Chadasha, your months. So the whole month. Uman Damar Kala Shabbos Kula. So the one who said it's the whole week. Me Shabbata. Right? It's from what the Pasuk says, Shabbata. Right? He's going to undermine their weeks. Okay? Alright. Alright. Okay, let's see here. Rashi says, Ve'aratainis. The bottom Rashi on the base. Ve'aratainis. Alma, again, it says, Aser from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. Alma, Tzvila Ramei, Lefan of Asach HaMotor. So according to Rav Meir, holds it's 9 days. It only goes before Tisha B'Av, right? But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Sir Lidafil Achar Namielser. But again, Rabbi Yehuda who held it's the whole hour, and Rabbi Gamliel held it's the whole week. They hold it's Aser even afterwards. So don't blame Shmuel. Shmuel is saying, look, I got two of the Tanaim on my side, right? Okay, and then the next Rashi, Mechaga, Kolomer Yalav Tami Menchaga, Da'inu Rosh Chodesh Nekar Chag. So Rosh Chodesh is called Chag. Okay. So basically, so you got these three different shittos. Again, you say the pasuk says Hashem is going to be mevatel our chag, our month and our week. So our chag, if you want to go like chag, you say mevatel Rosh Chodesh. So then it has to begin the 9 days, begin Rosh Chodesh. If you want to say mevatel our month, say the whole month is going to be bad. If you don't say mevatel our week, then the whole week is going to be bad, right? Okay. So let's read a little bit more to the two docs, and then we have to analyze this whole thing, okay? So the message is like this. Amar Rava, halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Who did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? The whole week. V'amar Rava, and Rava also said, halachik Rav Meir, which is the 9 days. So that's the stira, right? V'chavayi l'kula. And he really means, like, the kulas of each of them, okay? If you say like Rav Meir, have me up in Rosh Chodesh, all the way in 9 days. Then no, it's like Rosh Chodesh, it's only that week. If you tell me Rosh Chodesh, have me up in Rosh Chodesh, it's the entire week, even afterwards. So as I teach you, like Rav Meir, know that it's only before. Right? So basically, Rava's paskening like a compromise formation. Right? The compromise. He's taking the kula of Rav Meir that it stops at Tisha B'Av, the kula of Rosh Hashanah that only starts at the beginning of the week. Right?
Just like Rav, right?
Yeah, I know. So you could just say he's going like Rav or like the other Braisa. There was a Braisa like that. It's funny that he's formulating himself as if it's like he's compromising between these brisa, which is hard because they each learned it out from a pasuk, right? Chaga chadasha shemata. So how are you going to do this? How exactly do you explain what's your limud then? If it's chaga, this is the whole it's Rosh Chodesh, just start in the beginning. If it's chadasha, it's a whole month. If it's shabbat, it's a whole week. But where do you get how do you doresh that it's the whole week, but it stops at the shabbat? Where does that come from? Right? So it's like a new position. Rava's just making up a compromise as if he's just making a compromise between Tanam. You're not allowed to just make a compromise between Tanam unless you go like your other braisa. But then fine, so then say halacha ke unnamed Tana. Could just be like that one's unnamed. That's what's not clear. Is it pshat that he's going to the other braisa, or is he somehow hold that you can make a compromise here? Right, that's we have to get to that. But that's the open question. Okay. So these are the facts. Okay? So what should we do here?
There's a problem. The pasuk says that we knock out all three of them. It doesn't sound like at one of them. So if you knock out all of them, then I don't know, just take the most chomer. Right?
So it's funny to say that he's picking one word. I mean, how do you just pick one word? The pasuk doesn't say one word. The pasuk says all three. It's not multiple choice. To summarize, so Remeir holds, that's also, let's just learn the three in the braisa, okay? Remeir holds that it's the 9 days, because the pasuk says chadasha, month. Right, I'm sorry. Because the pasuk says chaga, which means it has to be mevatel chag, and chag is Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the whole Chodesh Av, okay, because it says Chadasha. And Rav Shimon Liel holds it's the entire week, because it says Shabbat. So 9 days, the month, or the week. Okay, and we will have to mix in there the Sfardim hold, that is just the week, but up to, leading up to. But that's not in this Brisa. In this Brisa, it just has the first three, and he learns that from that pasuk, Chaga, Chadasha, Shabbat.
It's different than Mishnah Chasav, because even though, like the Rambam, I think, for instance, holds like the Sfardim, like Shosh HaChalva, but there's still a din of Mishnah Chasav Matim B'Simcha. It's not clear what Matim B'Simcha means, but it seems like that's just a standalone halacha. Mishnah Chasav Matim B'Simcha. But now you have this, is like a Isser of Kibbutz. It's more of like a technical Isser of the Sapra L'Chabes. And the question is, when does that Isser apply? But even though the Rambam holds that it's based Shosh HaChalva, he still has Mishnah Chasav Matim B'Simcha. So it seems like they're somewhat separable.
What's the plain shot in the pasuk? What's the point? Right, let's get into the machlokas for a moment. But what's just the main idea? Why is it using this pasuk? What's the concept of the pasuk is it saying? The pasuk is saying Hashem's going to make a time of sadness, but it's like part of sadness is not just you're going to have bad stuff happen to you, but it's going to undermine like your happy times. Right? It's like sometimes you don't realize like happy times are a part of life, part of what makes your life enjoyable. You have different happy moments, whatever. The thing is, it's going to be so bad that it's going to undermine your good days. It's not going to be good days. You know, sometimes look at bad days, you have good days. But it's the destruction, the onus is going to be so bad that it's going to undermine any happy days. There's not going to be any light, any, you know.
Just every day is going to be bad and sad. Right?
Okay, and not only your happy days, also your weeks and your months. It's funny, that's not quite happy days, right? That's just you're going to have bad weeks, bad months, just everything, on any level of magnitude, order of magnitude, so to speak. Any scale, I should say. It's just going to be bad. Sometimes, I guess you have a bad week, but the month is good. A bad month, but you have a week within it, which is good. So just saying, it's like on all levels, it's just going to be bad. Bad all around. So no angle of looking at it is going to be good. It's not going to be any perspective, which is going to make you happy. Yeah. The way that Mrs. David says, Avatel kol simchasa. I'm not going to all the simchas. Simchas chaga, chadasha, shabbata, v'chol mo'adeh, ahim rosh hashanah, v'yom ha'kipurim, shmini atzeres. I mean, I think it is. think it means that in some sense it means. Right? It's kind of pshat. Yeah, I think it's plain pshat. Roughly plain pshat.
Because also, if you say that it's chaga, then it knocks out a chag, a holiday. So what's it knocking out? It's knocking out Tishba. Rosh Chodesh. So they just don't wash your clothing on Rosh Chodesh. Right? Why is it the other days in between? How does that get the whole 9 days? Right?
Say Rosh Chodesh Av, knock out my chaga.
Right? So I can say that. If you just mourn on Rosh Chodesh, so then it would be disconnected from Tisha B'Av. So what? So the point is, it's not just an independent day of mourning. The ultimate day of mourning is really Tisha B'Av. But this is like a lead-in to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is so bad that it has a lead-in time, so to speak. Right? It colors the time leading up to it. It's sad. It's not like you just wake up on Tisha B'Av morning and it's a sad day. But it creates a lead-up period. But you can't just knock out one day and then go back to your happiness. Then it's under the Rosh Chodesh. Then you're just saying, this is a bad day. Rosh Chodesh is a bad day. Rosh Chodesh isn't a bad day. It's because Tisha B'Av is so bad that it projects back. That it's like you begin your Aveda. It's really a question of when you begin your morning of Tisha B'Av. When do you begin your morning of Tisha B'Av? You don't just begin that day. You begin earlier. How early? Early enough to knock out a chag. Oh, so you knock out Rosh Chodesh. Oh, well, then that becomes the start time of your morning of Tisha B'Av, namely Rosh Chodesh, because this way you knock out a chag. Right? But it's like halachically they're questioning when you start your morning. Right? But it's the morning of Tisha B'Av. You can't just take one day and then take a break. So they're saying, well, it's not just pshat that. See, it depends how you learn it. Is it pshat that since the pasuk says it will knock these out, so therefore you have to knock these out, right? So well, then you should have to knock out all three, right? Correct? Because it's saying it will knock out your week and your month and your holiday, so then do them all, right? Because pasuk says we'll knock them out, so you better knock them out. That's what the pasuk says, right? But we're saying the pasuk doesn't mean I'll make an iser kibos on the Shul Shechalba or on the whatever. It's not, the pasuk is just talking generally. Things are going to be so sad at those times that you're not going to celebrate holidays. Your weeks are going to be bad. Your months are going to be bad. Everything's going to be bad. It's not talking about the 9 days. Av. It's not pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is just saying the multiple facets of the destruction, of the sadness. Right? Now it's saying is, now you have to determine when to start the morning of Tisha B'Av. Now the pasuk's time. Now the question is, we know you have Tisha B'Av. And we also know that Tisha B'Av isn't just, you don't just wake up one morning of Tisha B'Av. It's not appropriate. If you're leading up to Tisha B'Av, there should be a lead-in period where you begin your morning early. And the question is, when do you begin? Okay, when do you begin? So you don't just begin at some arbitrary point, which we'll call near, right? You begin in a way which will reflect the concept, right? Now, in the pasuk, there are different concepts. There's chaga, chadash, amoada, chaga, chadash, amoada, the different ideas. Now, in your start time, you have to choose one of them in order to reflect an idea. You can't simultaneously reflect three ideas. If you do that, you're just reflecting one. Namely, Chadasha. But if you want to say, I want to reflect the idea of Shabbata, the week, I'm not reflecting the idea of Shabbata if I take the whole month, because I don't notice the Shabbata, right? And if I take the week, if I want to notice the idea of the week, then I got to take the week alone. If I want to notice the idea of Rosh Chodesh, I got to take the 9 days, because if I do the whole month, I'm not going to notice that I'm trying to get Rosh Chodesh. Right? What am I doing if I do 9 days? It must be because I want to start at Rosh Chodesh. If I want to get the idea of the month, I'll do the month. So it's like, it's not that naturally you do these things because, you know, that's the din. The pasuk is saying you got to knock them out, so knock them all out. It's an asmachta. Right? It's saying is, the chazal had to be misake in halacha, and the misake in halacha to have a certain start date to reflect the concept. And since these different concepts exist in the pasuk, So they're each hooking on to a different concept, which is in the pasuk that they choose as their start date, right? But since it's a matter of reflecting an idea, you can't simultaneously reflect three ideas. You don't reflect any ideas then, right? So you got to choose, right? So if that's the case, our job is going to be to figure out what are these different ideas, right? What are the three different models, if you will, right? Which are being expressed. What are the three different ideas, models, expressed, pros and cons, I don't know, compare, contrast, whatever, right? But the point is, that's the framework which is going on here. You're extending the avelus of Tisha B'Av beyond just Tisha B'Av. How do you want to extend it? So yeah, maybe I shouldn't even just say start, because sometimes it goes past it also. But the avelus of Tisha B'Av goes beyond just Tisha B'Av. You can't limit it by a day. Misadness transcends the one day. Right? It permeates our whole life. And you have to express that by extending the veil of Tisha B'Av beyond. And there's different models of how to do that. Right? Okay, so one of them we already expressed, right? That it's saying is that the mourning, the Chorban, has to undermine our Chagim, our holidays, our days of joy. Right? That's how bad it is. The mourning hinders us from having a day of joy, right? So that's a concept, that the sadness of the Chorban is such that it will make us not be able to celebrate. Now, even though now we're in Gal, we're far removed from the Chorban, but still, in our morning of Tisha B'Av, we want to reflect that idea that the sadness really should undermine our festivities, our holidays. So what do? So we begin the morning on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you end up, it ruins your happiness of Rosh Chodesh. There's a certain happiness in Rosh Chodesh, which is ruined now because they have an Isuri Avelis, you know, and thereby you reflect the concept that the Chorban was so bad that it undermined their holidays. Yes. The thing is, you're not allowed to, the way you reflect the morning is that you don't do activities which are happy activities, activities which ordinarily give a person simcha. So if you're engaging in it, it's like you're denying the fact that there's sadness now. It's a time of sadness, and you don't want to distract yourself from the sadness. On the contrary, you want to take in the sadness and appreciate the fact that Tisha B'Av makes your holiday sad. So if you're going to be doing these happy things, that's like it's like lack of respect of the Chorban. It's trying to distract yourself from it. The point is that, in point of fact, people aren't necessarily, I mean, maybe high-level people are, but aren't necessarily that sad this week. It's been a while, and people aren't at the highest level. Maybe we should be, but we're not really. You know, I mean, but it's, we have to act in line with what would be appropriate, the way of that, what the sadness of Tisha B'Av should do. Should permeate, should affect our Chag, should affect our Rosh Chodesh. Now, if you do kibbutz, it's natural that it's going to make you happy. There's a natural reality to that. Now, that's wrong, because that's a state of mind which is antithetical to what the state of mind you're supposed to be in. But I don't think it means it won't make you happy. There's a natural reality that it does do that. So it's like by you doing this activity, it's contrary to the theme of the time, which is that we're supposed to be involved in mourning and sadness. Just like if in Shiva you start doing that, it brings up your spirits. You're not supposed to bring up your spirits because we're involved in mourning. But it doesn't mean you can't make yourself happy. The human psyche is capable of doing things like that, but it's wrong to do that because you're contradicting the mindset which is appropriate for this time. Okay. You know what I mean? Right, but not that. Yeah, right. But you mean in the midst of the Chorban itself, it could be no one's going to be happy. In Mamish, when it's happening, maybe people aren't even going to be happy. They're not going to be able to be happy. They're going to be frightened all day long, and they're going to be, you know, so sad. They're not going to be able to. They're not going to be thinking about washing their clothes. They're not going to be involved in Yipoy. That's just not a thing, right? Like in the time of that, who's doing Yipoy? Who's really getting involved in those stuff? Who really cares about how they look? Who's in, you know, just. But that's in the Shas Maisa, you know, in the most extreme form. But we're more just mourning than what's appropriate, and we're acting in line with the way it is appropriate. Okay. Yeah. Good question. Now I guess we got to try to get Chadasha and Shabbata. Maybe we should do like this. Maybe we should contrast, because doesn't it seem like these last two Shitas are similar?
as opposed to the first Shita. In other words, the side who says the Rosh Chodesh, he's saying it's knock out your holiday. Knock out Rosh Chodesh. The other two are saying knock out your week or knock out your month. Okay? In a sense, they're similar. It's the question is, what's your unit of time, a week or a month? Now, maybe there's some significant difference there. But at least on the surface, they seem to be similar. Right? So maybe we could contrast that. Like, let's ignore this the fine difference between those two and just compare the two of them in juxtaposition to the first one, whose learning is that you're knocking out the Rosh Chodesh, the holiday, you know? Because they're not going for knocking out a holiday, they're going for something other, and they seem similar. So I'm saying maybe it will help us to first get the overarching idea of the two of them, and then see if we can pinpoint it. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to do it that way, but somehow it seems to me like simpler. You know, going for the overall idea, and then, you know. So I think what you guys are saying is that it's a little bit of a different idea than the Meir. The Meir is saying is you take your happy time and you turn it into a sad time. Right? So it's more of like a transformation. Transform happiness into sadness. Whereas these ideas, it's not quite there's a happiness of a week which you're transforming, or right? But it's more of an idea that Tisha B'Av colors the week or colors the month. It leaks out into it. It's not just a bad day, but the bad day is so bad that it extends and creates a bad week or it creates a bad month. It's the morning is so intense that it has extension, right? It expands into the unit in which the day finds itself. Yeah, day is part of a week. A day is part of a month. So it expands outward. It's like the extent of the mourning is going to be such, and that's what the Navi's saying, that it's going to be, the sadness is going to destroy your week, it's going to destroy your month. Not just going to be a bad day. Sometimes you have like a bad, terrible day. But you know, tomorrow morning is another day, tomorrow will be another day. Right? The people say that. You know, it's a terrible day, okay? Tomorrow morning things will be normal. But that's one type of a sadness, one type of a tragedy. But then there's an idea where a sadness, it colors your week, it colors your month. So in the morning, it's like if you go with the 9 days, you don't have that concept. There's no unit of the 9 days. It colors your 9 days. That's not the idea. That's an idea is you take a happy day and you transform it into a sad day. That's one type of a concept of mourning. That it's so bad that it takes happy and makes it sad. That's one way to expand on the Veil of Tisha B'Av, to show its peak, that it even transforms happy into sad. That's one method, and that's Ramirez's method. But the other method is like an entirely different method. It's saying is the sadness of Tisha B'Av is such that it expands. It branches outwards. It characterizes your week. It characterizes your month. Right? That's a different way to expand on, to show the extent of the Veil of Tisha B'Av. And you can't do both of them, because then again, it doesn't reflect that. If you do the whole month, you're not reflecting that you're changing your holiday. Implicitly it does, but that's not what you're reflecting. Right? So you want to bring out an additional dimension of the sadness of the Korban, so you got to choose. Right? So they're saying, they're going with the other method, the extension. Extend the morning into the substratum in which it finds itself, in which the day finds itself. Right? Now you have a sub-machalokas, which unit are you going to define? Is it going to go into the week or is it going to go into the month? Which we have to explain. Right? But in a general sense, it's like a different method of expansion of this. It's more extension, as opposed to the other way, it's more like an idea that it's like a conversion, if you will. Converts the happiness to sadness. This is not converting as much as it's coloring, you know, characterizing the week of the month. I guess like implicitly, you're right, implicitly a week is good.
Right.
A month is good. And here it becomes a bad week, it becomes a bad month. Right? So there's like an implicit idea that there is a certain joy in a week or in a month, or a status quo, simchas l'chaim, whatever it is, your weeks are your weeks and your months are your months. And they're fine, and they're good. And now comes along Tisha B'Av, and it makes it into a bad week, or makes it into a bad month. So we have to then do is to further pinpoint what's the machlokas, given that you want the Tisha B'Av to expand out and color your framework in which the day finds itself, but it expands and colors the week or the month. What's the machlokas? Which one is it? So I was thinking, like Isaiah was saying for the week, and like Tamar was saying for the month. Okay. So the week is an idea. It's like, yeah, you live in the week. Your experience. It's like, oh, what's up for this week, right? It's like you live. It's it's like your life is centered around your weeks, right? The month is like more of an abstraction. Your week is built around Shabbos and you have Sunday. What day of the week it kind of helps you. Your basic human functioning is within the week. Where you at in the week, and you organize your life around your week, right? So the saying is that the morning of Tisha B'Av is such that it ruins your week. This unit of human functioning is ruined. I mean, a day is also a unit of functioning, but it's saying it expands beyond the unit of function of a day, and it goes into the next unit of functioning, namely it's your week. Right? So this week is a bad week. Right? And that, again, I think that's the way a human being functions within this life, is in terms of weeks. Right? A month is more of an abstraction. It's like the idea of a calendar. Right? It's like, you don't experience that's a month. Like a month, for instance, on especially in American month, like 28 days, like it's, different 29, 30, whatever. It's like, it's not, it's, you don't really, it's like too big to like experientially relate to it. Like your week, you just think, what am I doing at the beginning of the week, what am I doing at the end of the week? It's like you organize your activities within your week. It's like a small enough unit that you could do that and larger than a day. So it's like you plan your week. What do we have up for the week? You know, and you think about things as the week because you live in the week. A month is more of an abstraction that on the calendar. Where you somehow, I don't know, you break up your year into these subunits, and it's like a bigger picture, which is you relate to it more of an abstract. So the idea of that is saying is Tisha B'Av is so bad that the Jewish calendar has a bad month on it. Right? It's like our calendar is marred by the morning. Right? It's more of an abstract type of a thing. The first way is your experience, your experiential unit of a week is you have a bad week this week, right? That's one way to expand on Tisha B'Av. It should ruin your week, make you into a sad week, right? The other way is to say is like the Jewish calendar has a bad month on it. It's more of an abstract type of a thing, is that within our calendar we've got a bad month. So it's not expanding it based upon the human experience, but it defines the month. So then now it's like you're entering that period on the calendar. And it's like an abstract relationship to Tisha B'Av based on the concept of the month. As opposed to like an experiential relationship to Tisha B'Av because it's within your functional unit of operation. Tisha B'Av's in this week. Once the week begins, you say, oh, what's up for this week? And Shabbos ends, right? You think, what do I have on my schedule for this week? Tisha B'Av, ooh, bad week. Right, that's why he holds it has to go past Tisha B'Av. Because if you want to say that it mars the month on the calendar, it's like you just take 9 days, it doesn't make it a bad month. It's the bad beginning of the month or whatever. It's not anything. It's more just an idea. Rosh Chodesh is a holiday and it changes the holiday. That's a whole different idea. If you want to define the month, to say that we've got a bad month on our calendar because it's so bad that it characterizes the month, then you got to do the whole month. And if you want to characterize the week and say it affects my whole experiential unit of my week, this is a bad week, then it's the whole week. What we have to figure out is what about the other Shita, which is, I guess, Rava's compromise, where he kind of takes them the kula of each, right? Or you could say the other Braisa, which just basically says Shvo Shechalba only leading up to it, or Shmuel Shita, right? I mean, there's a few smaller Rav Shita. Right, so it's Rav, that Braisa, which was brought in support of Rav, and Rava, who makes this compromise. Right, is it all one Svara? Is there actually a logic of a compromise, of picking and choosing parts of each Svara, or is it just a different Svara, and he's just saying it that way in order to somehow cleverly show you that's his block, because they're names? That's what we have to figure out. You have to analyze, how do we take that last sheet then? And how does it fit into this picture, right? Because this picture doesn't seem to be you get either of them, because you're not defining the week, because you only got half the week. You're not defining the month. You don't certainly have a month. You're not defining Rosh Chodesh. You don't have Rosh Chodesh. So I guess it's most similar, arguably, it's most similar to the week. But it gets severed at Rosh Tisha B'Av. So that's not quite defining the week already, right? And I guess in a certain sense, it's like Rosh Hashanah, let's just say you're starting it early. But like he's starting it earlier is on a holiday because you want to knock out the holiday. What's this, Sunday? And what are you doing? Right? So it's kind of in the air. So why don't we take this for tomorrow? Slice for tomorrow. And then the next thing I want to take up, give me 1 second. Which came up, the din of that's relevant for this year. That thing about Suda Shlomo, that whole thing. On Shabbos, what you do on Shabbos. There's Machlokes Rishonim. Basically, whether you should try to minimize on your Nishal Shabbos. The Torah brings up Shita, so all you do, you don't. So I'd like to see if we could take that up. So if anyone wants, I could send the Torah a picture of the Torah from the Torah.